library. There's something about books. But books are even better when they are en masse collected into a library. I like most libraries, and I've visited one or two, but the best libraries of all are those old ones in castles or ancient universities. You know the kind I mean. Libraries that are all hushed and rows of books line the walls. And you can wander between the stacks in the I could hear a pin drop quiet. And maybe there's no one else there. And the librarian is dozing over her desk. You know the kind of desk. It's got a lamp on it and piles of books. And you are only allowed pencils in this kind of library, in case you spill ink on the old pages, or worse still, write jokes in them. When I was a student, I used to go to the old college. And this old college had an old library. And the old library had a big window at one end. And this big window overlooked the sea. The window was huge and stained with salt because no matter how many times they cleaned it, the waves blew salt and seaweed until it was stained again. There were radiators in that library, and they were the old-fashioned metal kind that must have been installed in 1870 at the latest. Maybe later, but not by much. And the floor was polished wood, but not too shiny so that it was slippery. And the walls were lined with books. And there were ladders with wheels that you moved along so you could climb up to reach the top books. You would imagine that the top books were the most interesting, and that is why they were placed up high. But that wasn't so. Some of the top books were about record keeping in shorthand, and the Welsh Church in the 1800s, written 100 years ago and outdated and never read since. Sometimes you'd find books that people had made comments in, and some of those comments were funny in an old-fashioned way. And once I found a love letter between the leaves of a book of poetry written by a lover long dead to his deceased bride, because even Victorians and certainly Edwardians fell in love. I like to think it worked out for them. Often I found pressed leaves and once a purple clover from a summer long past, put in place by a person long past, but somehow still present, because I don't think anyone goes away really. The world turns like a Chinese lantern show, and we all play our parts like actors, then take off our shoes and watch the rest of the play from the wings. We never really leave. And I wish I'd never left that library, that I was still sitting there reading those old books about Welsh legends and literature and language and the myths of the Irish and the Bretons. And I wish I was still sitting there with the wind blowing outside and the waves up and the seagulls mewing, or even on a sunny day watching motes of dust twinkle in the bright air inside the library and listening to someone clear their throat and the librarian get up to replace books left out by errant students. Because when we sat there reading about poetry and painting and gardening and how to sail boats and the treasures of ancient Egypt or Sumer and Ur, we sat absent-mindedly planning our futures, what we would be and what we would do and who we would marry and where we would travel. And what we didn't realize was that all the time we daydreamed of the future, we had everything we wanted in the present. Youth and friends and laughter and long days of sun and stormy days of wind and the waves breaking and bringing fog. And then, when we'd finished in the library, we'd put our books away and creep out, closing the door silently behind us before we went to meet our friends at the cafe for a milky coffee and a cheese and pickle roll or a cheesecake. I particularly loved the cheesecakes. And you know what? I still do. I go back to the library when the evening falls and the clock ticks and the TV is off and the internet put away. I go back and try to remember those books and the pressed flowers and my friends' names. I try to remember the librarian and the sound of the sea outside. I try to remember and realize I've never really lost anything. And I fall into daydream, then night dream, and I drift and sleep. And drift and sleep in the old library, in the old college, in that old town by the Western Sea. The library. There's something about books. But books are even better when they are en masse collected into a library. I like most libraries, and I've visited one or two, but the best libraries of all are those old ones in castles or ancient universities. You know the kind I mean. Libraries that are all hushed, and rows of books line the walls, and you can wander between the stacks in the I could hear a pin drop quiet. And maybe there's no one else there, and the librarian is dozing over her desk. You know the kind of desk. It's got a lamp on it and piles of books, and you are only allowed pencils in this kind of library, in case you spill ink on the old pages, or worse still, write jokes in them. When I was a student, I used to go to the old college, and this old college had an old library, and the old library had a big window at one end, and this big window overlooked the sea. The window was huge and stained with salt because no matter how many times they cleaned it, the waves blew salt and seaweed until it was stained again. There were radiators in that library, and they were the old-fashioned metal kind that must have been installed in 1870 at the latest. Maybe later, but not by much. And the floor was polished wood, but not too shiny so that it was slippery. And the walls were lined with books. And there were ladders with wheels that you moved along so you could climb up to reach the top books. You would imagine that the top books were the most interesting, and that is why they were placed up high. But that wasn't so. Some of the top books were about record keeping in shorthand, and the Welsh Church in the 1800s, written 100 years ago and outdated and never read since. Sometimes you'd find books that people had made comments in, and some of those comments were funny in an old-fashioned way. And once I found a love letter between the leaves of a book of poetry written by a lover long dead to his deceased bride, because even Victorians and certainly Edwardians fell in love. I like to think it worked out for them. Often I found pressed leaves and once a purple clover from a summer long past, put in place by a person long past, but somehow still present, because I don't think anyone goes away really. The world turns like a Chinese lantern show, and we all play our parts like actors, then take off our shoes and watch the rest of the play from the wings. We never really leave. And I wish I'd never left that library, that I was still sitting there reading those old books about Welsh legends and literature and language and the myths of the Irish and the Bretons. And I wish I was still sitting there with the wind blowing outside and the waves up and the seagulls mewing, or even on a sunny day watching motes of dust twinkle in the bright air inside the library and listening to someone clear their throat and the librarian get up to replace books left out by errant students. Because when we sat there reading about poetry and painting and gardening and how to sail boats and the treasures of ancient Egypt or Sumer and Ur, we sat absent-mindedly planning our futures, what we would be and what we would do and who we would marry and where we would travel. And what we didn't realize was that all the time we daydreamed of the future, we had everything we wanted in the present. Youth and friends and laughter and long days of sun and stormy days of wind and the waves breaking and bringing fog. And then, when we'd finished in the library, we'd put our books away and creep out, closing the door silently behind us before we went to meet our friends at the cafe for a milky coffee and a cheese and pickle roll or a cheesecake. I particularly loved the cheesecakes. And you know what? I still do. I go back to the library when the evening falls and the clock ticks and the TV is off and the internet put away. I go back and try to remember those books and the pressed flowers and my friends' names. I try to remember the librarian and the sound of the sea outside. I try to remember and realize I've never really lost anything. And I fall into daydream, then night dream, and I drift and sleep, and drift and sleep in the old library, in the old college, in that old town by the Western Sea. The library. There's something about books. But books are even better when they are en masse, collected into a library. I like most libraries, and I've visited one or two, but the best libraries of all are those old ones in castles or ancient universities. You know the kind I mean. Libraries that are all hushed and rows of books line the walls. And you can wander between the stacks in the I could hear a pin drop quiet. And maybe there's no one else there. And the librarian is dozing over her desk. You know the kind of desk. It's got a lamp on it and piles of books. And you are only allowed pencils in this kind of library, in case you spill ink on the old pages, or worse still, write jokes in them. When I was a student, I used to go to the old college. And this old college had an old library. And the old library had a big window at one end. And this big window overlooked the sea. The window was huge and stained with salt because no matter how many times they cleaned it, the waves blew salt and seaweed until it was stained again. There were radiators in that library, and they were the old-fashioned metal kind that must have been installed in 1870 at the latest. Maybe later, but not by much. And the floor was polished wood, but not too shiny so that it was slippery. And the walls were lined with books. And there were ladders with wheels that you moved along so you could climb up to reach the top books. You would imagine that the top books were the most interesting, and that is why they were placed up high. But that wasn't so. Some of the top books were about record keeping in shorthand, and the Welsh Church in the 1800s, written 100 years ago and outdated and never read since. Sometimes you'd find books that people had made comments in, and some of those comments were funny in an old-fashioned way. And once I found a love letter between the leaves of a book of poetry written by a lover long dead to his deceased bride, because even Victorians and certainly Edwardians fell in love. I like to think it worked out for them. Often I found pressed leaves and once a purple clover from a summer long past, put in place by a person long past, but somehow still present, because I don't think anyone goes away really. The world turns like a Chinese lantern show, and we all play our parts like actors, then take off our shoes and watch the rest of the play from the wings. We never really leave. And I wish I'd never left that library, that I was still sitting there reading those old books about Welsh legends and literature and language and the myths of the Irish and the Bretons. And I wish I was still sitting there with the wind blowing outside and the waves up and the seagulls mewing, or even on a sunny day watching motes of dust twinkle in the bright air inside the library and listening to someone clear their throat and the librarian get up to replace books left out by errant students. Because when we sat there reading about poetry and painting and gardening and how to sail boats and the treasures of ancient Egypt or Sumer and Ur, we sat absent-mindedly planning our futures, what we would be and what we would do and who we would marry and where we would travel. And what we didn't realize was that all the time we daydreamed of the future, we had everything we wanted in the present: youth and friends and laughter and long days of sun and stormy days of wind and the waves breaking and bringing fog. And then, when we'd finished in the library, we'd put our books away and creep out, closing the door silently behind us before we went to meet our friends at the cafe for a milky coffee and a cheese and pickle roll or a cheesecake. I particularly loved the cheesecakes. And you know what? I still do. I go back to the library when the evening falls and the clock ticks and the TV is off and the internet put away. I go back and try to remember those books and the pressed flowers and my friends' names. I try to remember the librarian and the sound of the sea outside. I try to remember and realize I've never really lost anything. And I fall into daydream, then night dream, and I drift and sleep, and drift and sleep in the old library, in the old college, in that old town by the Western Sea.